Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for. This is the main event of the evening.
And now, with the official introductions, the veteran voice of the Octagon, here is Bruce Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the KO'd Podcast. We are live.
I have voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Introducing first, this man is an avid Bears fan and the comic relief of the show. Hailing from Valparaiso, Indiana, Jeremy Overton. And now, the man to his left. This man is a Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan since birth. He also plays the role as the MMA go-to guy. From Portage, Indiana, Daniel Lewis!
It's anchored like skin to the bone and eye.
And finally, this man is a Bears fan and president of the Jay Cutler Fan Club. He's also the only hockey fan in Indiana. From Highland, Indiana, Ryan the Cynic
Hey, welcome to episode 10 of the KO Podcast, a month in the making. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Dan.
And Ryan.
I missed you guys.
I haven't.
Just kidding. What's changed in your life, Ryan?
Nothing.
Oh, bullshit, dude. He's got new furniture.
Hell yeah, he does.
Free furniture.
Nice.
Well, had to pay to rent a truck to pick it up. Yeah.
Don't you have a truck?
Well, now I do. A week later, I got it.
Shitty bad timing. Shitty timing right there, bro.
Yeah, so you got a new truck. That's something.
Yeah.
I'm too excited about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Season premiere of Duck Dynasty tonight.
What?
Can't wait.
Can't wait. I was trying to tell one of that CBS. I was trying to tell one of the pharmacists about this show. And I'm like, yeah, they're rich. They do duck calls. She's like, duck calls? I'm like, yeah. You know, I was like, they're expensive. And she's like, why would people pay and they do duck calls? I'm like, that's the thing that they make to do a duck call. She's like, oh, I thought they got famous for just going around doing duck noises. I'm like, what the fuck? How'd you get a doctorate?
Stupid assholes at Portage CVS Pharmacy.
How'd you get a doctorate? Well, I guess I got super rich. I'm just making noises.
I could do fart noises with my mouth.
They have to do way more than just make duck calls, though. That place is huge.
Yeah.
For just them to sit in that one little room and Willie to sit in his office.
probably do
all those boxes can't just be those little duck calls.
They probably do all hunting stuff.
They do deer calls too. And orgies. Just bearded orgies.
Sweet bearded orgies. I just want to start off with Ryan.
We could start off with the NFL Combine, Manti Te'o, all that fun.
Just embarrassing himself out there. So
except
terrible.
He graded out like the highest of all middle linebackers.
That's not very impressive.
Doesn't matter. We only care if he's gay or not.
Yeah, I know. Can we ask him if he's gay? Because that really matters, you know. What if he goes to make a sack and he just pulls his dick out and just starts trying to butt fuck Aaron Rodgers or something?
Aaron Rodgers would probably like that.
We really need to know. You can't ask that. Oh, okay.
Did any of you guys even watch any of the Combine stuff?
I saw Theo run.
So glad I didn't go watch. Like I mean, I watched some of it on TV, but good lord, that's boring.
Yeah, it's really boring.
Really boring.
Then I was watching because they were bitching about Te'o not doing good, and he said that he could do better. He said he did good on the drills, and then the guy was like, "Your stock doesn't rise or fall in the drills." I'm like, then why the fuck do you even bother doing it? I don't understand. Like, why even waste time having the drills in there if it doesn't matter?
Because, you know, you run 40 yards at a time per play in the NFL. That's the way it goes.
In a straight line.
And that linebacker from Georgia, that was Ogletree?
Yeah.
He almost ran a 4.8. And he plays outside linebacker. That's terrible for an outside linebacker. And they didn't say one word about that dude.
It's just a popular thing right now to hate Manti Te'o for no reason. Because he affected so many people's lives, saying he had a girlfriend. He hurt so many people. So many young kids.
Well, that and the Notre Dame. Everybody continue hate of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, you just completely forget about the five years that he played really good football. Just focus on one game and the combine, and now he's a shitty player and the fake girlfriend, and now he's a horrible person and a horrible player. Makes sense. And then Mark May has to say something fucking stupid so people would mention his name in a sentence again, saying that if a GM wasted a first round pick on Manti, that they should be fired. And then his little comment gets him on SportsCenter. And I played with 13 seasons in the NFL, and I had stingers.
That sounds exactly like Mark Manti.
I know. And I win it.
I can't imagine anybody makes up their mind about who they're going to draft just based on the combine or anything really to do with it. I think it's more of just a place to go interview and talk to people. I think they actually care too much about what's going on the field. I mean, if you haven't watched the tape of all these guys by now and you know, I pretty much have an idea of who you're going to draft, I don't know what good it is paying all those scouts for the whole rest of the year. You guys can just all show up at the NFL combine and make your decision based on that. 10 seconds worth of footage.
Yeah, exactly. So,
look, Kiper McShay have him dropped after that or no?
I have no idea.
I know McShay tweeted that it was disappointing or whatever, the 40. But I haven't seen a mock draft since.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of their mock drafts.
Maybe something's going on because wasn't he 10 pounds lighter than he was when he was playing? Maybe he has an injury or something.
I think he lost weight to run at the combine, was what I understood, but who knows?
Said he was just under too much pressure. That's why he didn't do good.
What? What pressure was he under? But, yeah, I mean, there's still the pro day. He could totally redeem himself, and then everyone looked like a complete piece of shit and idiot.
He's not going outside the first round. Like I said, Baltimore won't let him go past. He won't go past Baltimore. Baltimore has the last pick in the first round, and they'd love for him to fall to him.
I don't know, man.
That'd be a dream for them.
They showed John Harbaugh when he was running. They did a close up on his face, and he shook his head.
Yeah. Except they drafted Terrell Suggs, who was the big combine bust. They were talking about the Bears taking Suggs with what? Was that the year the Bears had two first rounders?
Yeah, and Angelo passed on him
because he was. They had an early pick in the top 10, and then I think they got Grossman, right? Was that the year?
Was it Cedric Benson?
No, I think it was Haynes, maybe.
Really? Michael Haynes?
Yeah, maybe that was the year. But anyways, the Bears passed on Suggs. Suggs dropped all the way to the Ravens, and Suggs ran a terrible 40. And he's one of the best linebackers in the NFL. So, 40-yard dashes don't mean shit. Especially for middle linebacker. I mean, you don't get 7 interceptions as a middle linebacker for not being able, you know, he's a football player. He's not a damn track star. So, 40s don't really mean much. 40s are more for wide receivers and cornerbacks that actually have to run 40 yards at a time. I have no idea why they have offensive linemen run 40-yard dashes. It makes no sense to me at all. Unless they just get
just
a kick out of watching,
to run a trick play.
They just get a kick out of watching 300-pound plus men in tights run down the dam.
I wish I would have tuned in to see Braxton Cave run.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the offensive ones, but I seen like the defensive linemen, like 340-pound tackles running down. Just stupid.
I thought the fullbacks running was entertaining because they ran with the running backs. So they look extremely slow compared to the running backs. Did you watch the combine, Ryan?
I watched like 15 minutes of it on like Saturday morning.
Anyone impress you with their running skills?
Not really.
Which way I would have saw Eifert, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't see Eifert. I didn't see any of them really, except the only person I seen run was Manti. I don't know how I missed every. I mean, I watched quite a bit of the combine, and I never seen any Notre Dame players except for Manti.
I saw Riddick and Sear, and I'm pretty sure Sear hurt himself.
I think Riddick hurt himself.
Oh, Riddick hurt himself?
Sear did pretty good at the combine. I think he helped his stock out quite a bit.
Is there anybody they're really raving about after the combine?
Mostly defensive backs. Like Trufant and a couple of guys that ran 4.3s. That defensive end from Oregon, I think he really helped himself. They're talking about... I just seen a mock draft today with him going number 4 to Philly, I think.
To follow his coach.
Yeah, well, I guess he ran a 4... Whatever the hell he ran. He had the fastest 40 time for the D-lineman. I don't even know what the hell his name is, but he played for Oregon. But other than that, I haven't really heard anybody... Geno Smith ran a pretty good 40 at quarterback.
You think he's the first quarterback taken?
He should be. should be the only quarterback taken in the first round.
You don't think Barkley would go in the first round?
Who?
Barkley.
Dude, he sucks.
I know
dude.
He does, but you know.
I just seen a mock draft of them going 7 to the Cardinals. I'm like, why would you? I wouldn't draft that dude with my 7th round pick. He is a bust. I'll guarantee you he's a bust. He's the worst quarterback to come out of USC in the last 10 years. And the only one that was ever worth a shit out of USC was Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
Leinart, worthless.
Sanchez.
Worthless. And they're both better than Matt Barkley.
Castle.
Woo!
Kansas City has the first pick.
Yeah.
So he's not going to... Because they just traded for Alex Smith.
Now they're going to take Jokel or whatever.
Who's 2?
There shouldn't even be a quarterback taken in the first round. They're pretty bad.
2, I think, is Jacksonville, isn't it?
What's the draft loaded? So. I know I heard cornerbacks and safeties, it's loaded. Is that the only position? I thought you could get a decent O-lineman in the second round still.
I don't know. All offensive linemen are just like playing roulette, dude.
Yeah.
From what I just read, it's just there's a lot of depth. There's just not a lot of stars that'll be in this draft.
You think they're going to... Bears are going to make a non-splash and get an O-lineman?
Of course they will.
I hope not.
I just don't see how you... If Eifert's still there, how you pass on him.
Oh, they'll find a way.
Or Manti.
Exactly. They'll find a way, though. They'll draft some turd we never heard of from some school we never heard of. That's the Bears' motto.
Well, I'm just worried because when they asked Trestman, he talked about cornerbacks and safeties, and like they never really said anything about tight ends, but then again, Emery doesn't really like to show his hand like Angelo, so I have no idea. I'm just expecting.
Angelo never really had a hand to show, though.
Except the one in his pants. I'm just expecting an offensive lineman, because...
You can get offensive lineman in free agency.
I know you can.
Especially, you can go out and get this tackle from Kansas City that they're going to have to let go once they pick Jokel.
And if they wanted, the Bears can pretty much fill their needs on free agency.
Definitely.
There should be enough guys out there to...
I don't think you could fill your tight end need in free agency.
No,
not... I mean, not to the point... Not where they want it to be. You can go out and look at that...
I mean, you can get an upgrade and then...
An upgrade, but you can get a star,
dude. Draft Eifert or whatever.
You can get Gronk 2.0 if you draft Eifert. You really could. As a playmaker, he's got to be the best tight end to come from Notre Dame.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to afford...
I mean, look how good Kyle Rudolph's doing. I don't think Rudolph's as good as Tyler Eifert.
No.
And Rudolph's probably top 5 tight end. He's definitely making a name for himself in the league. And I think Eifert is a much better player than Kyle Rudolph was, or is.
Lucky for Rudolph, that's pretty much as far as Bonner can throw the ball.
I think
they said the cap they're going to have to work with is 10-point-some million, so I don't think you're going to get a all game-changing tight end in free agency.
Nope.
Pretty much think you're going to have to draft Tyler Eifert.
I don't know. I don't know how you could pass. I don't know how you could let him pass you. I don't understand it.
Hey, guys. We just want to let you guys know that we fixed Kellen Davis. He's really good this year. I don't know how you would either, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Especially after the combine. Everything you needed to know about him, there you go. You see his vertical jump? I mean, 6'6 with what, a 36-inch vert? That's ridiculous. That's a red zone threat right there. 4'6 speed at tight end. 250 pounds, 6'6, 250. With 4.6 speed, who's covering that guy? You're gonna put a linebacker on him,
especially when you're gonna have Alshon and Brandon on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl Bennett in slot.
Yep.
There's going to be even more jump balls.
And you'll probably get a wide receiver in the draft in the later rounds.
And he's not going to give up on shit like Kellen Davis did.
Davis is just... he just sucks. I don't even want to ever speak that dude's name again.
Okay.
He's not a football player. I mean, he really isn't.
No.
He's definitely not a tight end. If they want to put his ass back on the defensive side of the ball and see what he could do there, because he definitely ain't a tight end.
That'd be nice if he can get around some tackles. He's still got speed. For a big guy.
He didn't even want to jump in traffic for a ball. I think he'd be too scared to even try to tackle someone. And they said, said something like, Devin's going to compete for the return, kick returner.
Who is?
Devin.
Compete with who?
That's what they said. They said the wide receiver experiment's over.
Unless we're drafting the Honey Badger. That's who he'll be competing with.
I don't know. I can't see anybody drafting that dude. It's too big of a liability.
Plus, he's probably pretty close to brain dead. And he was dumb to begin with.
I can see somebody... drafting them.
Someone will.
Yeah, the Raiders. They always let the draft. They always let the draft rejects or the Cowboys.
Because they drafted Claiborne, they might as well. They'll probably draft that guy too.
Can't force turnovers.
Claiborne was a first round talent.
Yeah.
Honey Badger's not.
So we all want either Eifert or Teo.
I want both. I don't want either. I want both.
I wouldn't complain about either one of them, or if somebody unexpected dropped somehow. I just don't want an offensive lineman, dude.
I don't either. Not for first round.
If they want to take an offensive lineman in the second round, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And if you take Tao, you can still re-sign Urlacher, because you're probably not gonna have Roach come back. So you'll still have Briggs and Urlacher, and then you could play Manti on the outside for 1 year, or however long Urlacher's contract's for before you move him inside.
My guess would be they'd only give Brian 1 year.
Or I bet they'll give him 1 year and a team option or something maybe. Just to see how he goes. And I don't have a problem with that as long as he's not breaking the bank.
Which he said he wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't think he can run anymore, but he still knows the defense. He still knows where everybody's supposed to be. And he could still, you know, hopefully he comes in healthy this year, because he didn't even have a training camp last year, which probably hindered him quite a bit during the season. So...
yeah, well, the first, like, 6-7 games was his training camp.
Yeah, basically. And he was still hurt the whole, you know, season or whatever. And then we'll be drafting a quarterback next season. That's what we should be looking in, to see who's coming out in the draft next year, quarterback. And where can we take one at?
No one better than Cuddy.
Well, they should draft a backup this year, I would hope. So you don't know what you're going to do for a backup this year.
Let's bring back Jason Campbell.
No. You might as well just draft someone with equal capability. They're not paying him $1 million.
What about Rexy? He's a free agent. Bring Grossman back.
Get Matt Castle.
Bring Jimmy Clausen over. He's just wasting away over in Carolina.
Or Matt Castle.
He's probably going to go to Arizona.
start the whole debate again that made Cutler leave in the first place.
Isn't there another Manning brother that's coming out?
No, but Aaron Rodgers' brother's coming out this year.
Yeah, he ain't shit, though.
What'd you think about Notre Dame's draft class since we haven't had a podcast since it happened? Or not draft class, but signing. Or...
I thought it was awesome. Especially...
That was a fair trade for Elizone.
Well...
for Eddie Vanderdoel.
Well, it was an upgrade for sure, but still don't like losing people that are as highly ranked, but I think position of need-wise, it was a lot bigger deal getting a five-star defensive lineman than a linebacker.
Definitely think they got a lot of game changers.
Yeah, I think that Jalen Smith is going to be pretty ridiculous.
I think all pretty much the big name ones they got are going to be Jalen Smith. I think Max Redfield's going to be pretty good. Greg Bryant looked pretty good.
Yeah, they got a five star in like almost every third of defense. You got a five star defensive lineman, a five star linebacker, a five star safety. You got a five star running back. So they loaded up where they needed to. They brought in a really good quarterback too, but they didn't really need because you already have. You know, last year's number one quarterback redshirting, and you got a quarterback that just took your team to the national championship with 3 years of eligibility left. So, I think they need a game. I think they need to get a game changer on wide receiver next year. I mean, I think our wideouts will be pretty good this year, but we don't really have like a Michael Floyd, Samardzija type of wide receiver like we've had in the past.
Weren't this face supposed to be pretty good though, right? Torrey Hunter's kid, but he got hurt.
He was alright,
not a...
He's good. Undersized.
You think Jalen Smith's going to make the most impact?
I think he'll make the most immediate impact. I think that dude plays from day one. I think he gets in the rotation at linebacker really early in the season as well. I think he's just too good to keep off the field. I don't think Notre Dame's ever had an athlete like him. Like, that's an athlete that you see at Alabama and Florida. And like, Notre Dame hasn't seen a linebacker that can run a 4-4 at his size. Like, he's a freak. And he's the highest, and he's actually the highest ranked defensive recruit Notre Dame's ever got. He's actually higher rated than Manti. But it's a completely different world now. Back when Manti chose Notre Dame, like, we weren't getting any defensive recruits. But since that, I mean, we've had some bigger recruits come, like Tuitt and Nix and Aaron Lynch, who's no longer on the team, but guys like that. But before Manti, I couldn't even think of a five-star defensive player that wanted to come to Notre Dame. So he kind of broke the mold a little bit. And then Brian Kelly, his recruiting is, you know, he's one of the best recruiters in the country. So, but we definitely got to get stronger, because after seeing Zeke Mata's terrible bench press stats at the combine, that's garbage. 11 reps on the bench press for our starting safety is not good at all. Especially a dude that looks like that. That dude's like ripped. I don't understand it. But the class is good though. We should be in good shape next year.
I thought Jalen Smith would start. I think Redfield's starting.
Starting?
Yeah.
I don't think Jalen Smith's gonna start.
You don't think he'll? You think Eddie's gonna start?
No.
No,
I don't think any of them are going to start. I mean, who are they going to replace? You're going to take Lewis Nix out and put Eddie Vanderdoes in?
No.
No. Are you going to take Prince Shembo out and put Jalen Smith in?
No.
No. But you'll. But they'll be in the mix.
Yeah.
They'll be in a rotation, exactly. They're going to... They'll be on the field, you know, at certain times in the game. And I would say that Jalen will work his way onto the field the fastest and probably, you know, be on there the most in the rotation, just because he can rush the passer and he can cover wide receivers. So you can he might play himself into a starting role. I don't see Eddie playing himself into a starting role, especially with Nick's there. I think it's going to be his once Nick's is gone. He's going to be the man. Yeah. But I do think you'll see him on the field at the same time. I do think that he will play. He's not going to redshirt. I think you're going to see him on the field. So, Redfield, who knows? Maybe he comes in and starts. Who knows? I haven't seen any. I've only seen a little bit of Max Redfield in the All-American game, so I really can't tell you. Tell you he's highly ranked. I could tell you that he's one of the top safeties according to all the scouts. So
I saw his highlight tape. I mean,
Notre Dame's pretty excited about him. So.
Like you said, it's different. Like this, for each level, it's a different animal. But his highlight tape was pretty ridiculous. But,
you know, some guys. I mean, just look at Kavari Russell. I mean, some guys just. That guy was a running back. We recruited him as a running back, and he came. He came to Notre Dame as a running back, and he started cornerback as a true safe or as a true freshman. So, I mean, anybody can, I guess, step up and whatever. I mean.
Do you think Bryant's going to be number one running back, or do you think he'll be number two?
I think that George Atkinson will probably be the number one running back, but I do think that Bryant's going to get a lot of carries. He's going to be another guy that's going to be hard to keep off the field, because I think he's kind of, his body's already kind of college ready. He's built, that dude's built like a brick shit house too, as a high school kid, so.
I was kind of shocked that Folston was still coming over.
Yeah, but Folson could do more of the Riddick role in the slot and all that other stuff. So they'll all get on the field. But you never know. I mean, who's going to pan out? It's hard to say. I think that Jalen Smith and Eddie Vanderdoes are two can't miss guys. I think those are the two guys in the class that I'm not worried about at all. And then, you know, everybody else, we'll see.
Ryan.
I agree. I don't know much about the guys that are coming in. I know they're all supposed to be pretty good. I know it's supposed to be a good class, but I didn't pay attention to who they were in high school.
You want to talk about your boys, Ryan?
My boy?
Your boys.
Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Think they're doing all the talking for themselves. Point streak still going strong. No losses in regulation. Actually playing like they care. It's fun. Actually have goaltenders that can stop the puck.
People's Facebook statuses are back. Disappeared last year.
So did our goalie, so.
Everybody's fans again. It's awesome.
I tried to give a shit, but I just can't. I tried. Gave it an honest try. Watched it for like 10 minutes, and I'm like, yeah. This just isn't my thing, man.
It's all Chicago has right now. The Bulls falling.
That's sad.
They're still in third in the East?
That tells you the last time you watched a Bulls game. Are they still third in the East?
I don't think so.
I think they're more like seventh, if they're even in a playoff.
They've really fallen off.
If they're even in a playoff spot yet.
They're tired.
They're all trying to blame it on Rose's brother's comments, and they all don't want to play now.
Whatever.
What he said was
true.
How
could they leave? How could he not say Boozer's good too?
What he said was true.
They're a team of turds, dude. I would get rid of all of them. Every single one of them. Boozer, Dang, get rid of them all.
Only problem is it's not like the NFL. You can't just cut them and gain the cap space back.
I know.
They're six, but they're only 3 games behind the third place team, which is the Knicks. Yeah, but after the past couple of weeks, dude, Derrick Rose can just sit out. I don't even care. His team sucks.
I don't know how they're that much better next year either. I mean, with Rose back, they'll be better, but...
Well, who are free agents? What free agents are coming up this year?
I don't know that we have the cap space to even try. I think we'll get the mid-level exception back, but that's about it.
You can get rid of Boozer's contract. That frees up a shitload of cap space.
I keep hearing Kevin Love, but I don't know.
I'm tired of big men, dude. I'm tired of them. Derrick Rose needs a wing player, dude, that can shoot.
Kevin Love can shoot.
I don't know what wing player
he
gets.
If he stands his big ass up on the top of the key, he could shoot. He ain't creating his own shot. He could rebound, and he could definitely shoot an open shot, no doubt about it. But he can't create.
I just don't know who you can get. I don't know if there's a 1A player, 1A or 1B player you can get to help him out.
From what I heard, it's not going to be this offseason. It'll be the next one.
Just a long time to wait, man.
Yeah, they haven't done shit for him.
Like Jordan didn't have to wait that long for Pippen. Would he come the next year? Or 2 years after he got drafted? Derrick Rose been in the league how many years? And they still haven't gave him anybody to play with.
What?
Same thing could be said for how long it took the Bears to bring talent in to help Cutler.
Cutler's never been good. Even in Denver, he wasn't all that good. He just had a lot of potential.
He's only been in Denver like 2 seasons.
Yeah,
it's not the same. Like Derrick Rose is your team.
Yeah, Derrick Rose is probably top 5 player.
You brought a mediocre.
Jay Cutler is not.
How can you take Jay Cutler out? How good are the Bears without Jay Cutler? Look at not this past season, but the season before that, they completely fell off. This past one, when he wasn't in there, they didn't do anything.
Because I can watch with my own 2 eyes and see how shitty Jay Cutler is. Has nothing to do with how good Jay Cutler is. Just have you ever watched Jay Cutler play? Or have you ever watched a Bears game?
Yes.
I don't think you have.
Either way, they just need to follow the Blackhawks, get a nice core, Hossa, Taze, Kane, Sharp.
Which they haven't done. They struck out and missed in that one free agency. So they get Carlos Boozer and then just a bunch of mediocre players. They tried real hard and got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's because the Eastern Conference sucks.
That was about it. Yeah. I mean, you could have got David Lee for cheaper. I know, I'm going to get Carlos Boozer. That's cool.
They all got played by LeBron and Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who they can get, but they ain't winning. They ain't winning shit until they get Derrick Rose and running mate. They're just wasting his talent, and he's a pretty loyal guy, dude. But if I was Derrick Rose, I wouldn't sit around in Chicago waiting for these assholes to put a team together.
And what blows my mind is
I'd be asking for a trade out of this fucking city.
Fucking Reinsdorf just throws money away on the White Sox that nobody goes watch. But you're selling out Bulls games all the time, and you can't go out and spend money on somebody.
Oh, yeah, well, he said it once the White Sox won, though.
He trade all six championships for one World Series ring. What an idiot. Who gives a shit about the White
Sox?
Sell
the fucking Bulls to somebody, then.
That's what I'm saying. And he could take his ass over to U.S. Cellular Field or whatever the fuck it's called. Step over the bums.
Church's chicken field.
Church's chicken boxes. Fucking go chill over there with the 1,200 people that show up to Sox games. Why can't the Bulls get an owner, dude, like Jerry Buss? Did you see that guy's stats since he's on the Lakers? What they've done? It's fucking stupid. What do they have? 11 titles? They had 11 titles in the freaking however many years he owned the team.
They owned it in like 82 is when he got it, didn't it? Something like that.
11 titles in 30 years? That's pretty damn good.
That's what I don't understand, dude. The fucking Bulls saw
16 finals appearances.
He was able to somehow get like the big deal made every time though when they needed it.
16 yeah. finals appearances.
Because Reinsdorf is probably taking all the money he makes from the Bulls and spending it on the White Sox.
Probably.
Which makes no like, fucking
just
sense.
It's just crazy. Like, why can't we get an owner like that? Look at the Patriots owner. They put a winning team on the field every year.
Well, just look at six championships was enough for them. They could have kept that team together for a little while longer.
Yeah, Jerry Krause blew that up. The Bulls could have won. The Bulls
could have won. Phil Jackson, did he?
The Bulls could have won
right.
10 championships in a row.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want to re-sign Jackson, and then no one wanted to play anymore.
Well, how you don't want to keep the coach that just won you 3 straight championships, not to mention 6 total.
Not to mention.
Nah, you know what? We're going to move on.
Not to mention win.
Go another
because
direction.
Because Jerry Krause said
out.
Organizations win championships. Not.
He got full of himself.
Absolutely.
Let's
no.
Eddie Curry.
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen won you 6 fucking titles. Jerry Krause's penguin looking ass didn't win any.
Considering Phil Jackson won 55 games the year after 94 when Jordan retired.
But and they did have Tony Kukoc, bro. That was the European Michael Jordan.
And they got screwed in that Knicks game. Scottie Pippen got called for
get your history lesson, kids. We're talking 94 up in this bitch.
Tony Kukoc cried like a bitch when he found out Michael was retiring in the locker room. I'm not gonna play with him. Little did he know. I didn't care. My dad got tickets, and I'm like, "Fuck yeah, Dad! Luke Longley!"
can't wait to watch Scotty take over.
Oh, and then, like 2 or 3 games later, Michael came back, and I cried.
Why'd you take me to this one, Dad? I hate you.
Number 45.
Lost to the Magic. Fuck you, Horace Grant. I don't know. It makes no sense.
Dude, I would smoke so much weed out of that thing, dude.
Hey, you can get it at Walmart.
I know. I'm going to get it. I just seen it. I was at CVS picking up a prescription yesterday, and they got the blood alcohol.
The blow test?
Yeah, yeah. Like, man, do I really want to spend $50 on that? I'm like, one day I'm going to be like, yeah, I do. So I think that'd be cool shit to have at like New Year's party. Just
whoa. Blow into this first.
We should. I'm going to put a chart up and we're going to go hour by hour and we're going to have competitions so you can get the highest blood alcohol content. How fun would that be?
The best. My favorite
take
part.
Take a shot.
My favorite part about working there was always, you guys have drug tests? Like, yeah. And then, do you guys sell syringe Cochrane needles? Do you guys sell syringe needles?
What are you, diabetic, sir?
No, they're for my grandma. It was always for grandma. I'm like, what size do you need? I don't know.
Whatever.
Pharmacist would be like, I'm not comfortable with that. It was always for their grandma, though. Even if they were tweaking.
There's a lot of sick grandmas out there.
sure.
And they have a pile high of chocolate because they're coming off their high. So they need sugar. It was for my grandma.
My grandma loved meth.
But yeah, he needs help, and I don't think he's going to get it. And then you're going to lose the first franchise player you've had since Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. I'm already just waiting for football season to start again.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so over all this other bullshit. Like, got the spring game coming up in April, and then after that it's like death. I gotta wait till September for more football. That's a long time to wait, dude. From April to September, it's like shit. All this stupid baseball shit and
Blackhawks.
Well, that is true. I might watch a little bit of the Blackhawks in the playoffs. I can watch playoff hockey because I don't know, maybe because it means something. But regular season hockey, I can't get into. Man,
got the tournament coming up next month.
Yeah,
yeah, March Madness.
I think IU is going to be
losing the first round.
No, I think they'll make it to probably. I think they're going to lose in the Sweet 16.
I've never seen someone play.
I think they're the best team in college. I honestly think they are the best team, but they don't play like the best team all the time, so I do think they're going to get knocked out in like the Sweet 16 against fucking 8 seed or something.
Well, it might be different when every game...
Because Cody Zeller just disappeared. Dude, how do you disappear? How do you just get manhandled?
How do you not... I don't know. I don't know how you degress as a player.
I don't know. I do think they are the best team in college. From what I mean, from the teams I've seen, I think they're... I mean, they got a good bench. They got good starters. They have arguably... You know, they're saying Victor Oladipo probably win Defensive Player of the Year and Player of the Year. Cody Zeller averages... You know, they're talking about him as Big Ten Player of the Year. And they're talking about Will Sheehy, Sixth Man of the Year. I mean, they have a good-ass team, but I just don't understand how they get outplayed. Against the teams they should beat is when they struggle.
Yeah, they always.
I'm pretty sure they're undefeated against ranked teams.
Or ranked teams, they are. Yeah.
Well, they 7-0 against the top 25, and then they play these other teams and they lose. So
yeah, their losses.
That's why I'm saying Sweet 16, because it'll be an 8 seed. They probably it'll be in. You know,
their losses came into Butler, Wisconsin, Illinois,
teams they should not have lost to.
Yeah.
So I mean. I think if they can make it to the Final Four, like I said, they play good against good teams. So,
well, it's teams they shouldn't have lost to, but it was all teams that had something to gain from beating IU. Like Minnesota, if they beat IU, they're in, pretty much.
With a losing record in the conference?
Yeah, because they're overall. That's what they were saying going into the game.
I just can't see them taking a team with a losing record in the conference play into the tournament as an at-large bid.
Well, because now they have the victory over the number one team in the country.
Yeah,
they just wanted to rush the court.
Helps their resume.
That team sucks, though.
Yep.
I don't know how they lost to them.
Illinois sucks, too.
They just wanted it more. I mean, Minnesota just outplayed them. They just wanted it more. I mean, you get they got, what, a 2-1 rebound advantage? That's just hustle. That's just hustle right there.
Plus, the way college basketball is scheduled is kind of weird. Like, sometimes they play twice in a week, but sometimes it's like a whole week before they play again.
Yeah.
Probably with classes and all that shit.
We'll see how they are in the tournament. I mean, they'll get the one seed. I don't think there's a doubt. I think they're getting a one seed.
Where'd they go last year? One from the Sweet 16, one went away.
Yeah. They made it to the Sweet 16, didn't they last year?
They played Kentucky in the Sweet 16.
IU?
Yeah.
Okay. Kentucky sucks ass this year. So.
Good, because they got the. They got the most ridiculous recruiting class coming in next year, dude. They have three of the top five players coming in next year. Fucking
there's
assholes,
no dominant. Man. I mean, there's no dominant team this year. So
no, I would no. I, that's what I'm. I, that's why I think Indiana is the best team. But they're just they're definitely beatable. They play their best against the best teams they've played this year, though.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We beat Michigan State twice. Michigan, we beat. Yeah, they beat a really good team. So.
Oh, wow.
Just hope Oladipo doesn't leave. but it sounded like he might.
Wasn't he a senior?
Junior.
No. He's a junior, but he's getting a lot of attention.
But he's the one that they keep comparing to, like, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson.
No, Michael Jordan, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
But that was Dickie V. He's fucking stupid.
Michael Jordan and WoW.
God, the dumbest nickname. Why would you give yourself that
Way of Wade.
Fucking give yourself a nickname like that.
Was it before? The Flash?
Yeah, they called him Flash. But he gave himself this nickname.
I hope their fucking team plane goes down, dude, in a ball of fire.
Yep. They are pieces of shit, dude.
And they're gonna.
I'm not gonna participate in the slam dunk contest, but I'm gonna make sure cameras are rolling and warm ups and dunk ridiculous dunks. Fucking asshole, LeBron, do the slam dunk contest, you piece of shit. And then I was watching, like LeBron's good. I was, like, watching the SportsCenter, and they're talking about, like, the numbers that LeBron and Dwayne Wade were putting up and how ridiculous they were. And I'm like, oh, they must have blew out the Kings, and they went into two overtimes. So they're pretty much the whole team. That's why.
You mean the Seattle Supersonics?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Seattle Supersonics.
I hope they take over that name.
I think you could get, possibly get Evans.
Seattle Xbox.
It's already Sonic. It's Supersonics. Done deal.
Could possibly get Evans from the Supersonics, but that's not going to be a one. That's going to be a two player. That's not going to be a 1B player.
I don't know. I don't know who there is out there.
Two best players from Memphis, though.
I don't know.
I don't think there is anyone.
Yeah, I don't either.
Unless you get lucky in the draft. And
LeBron's such a bitch. He should have came to Chicago. You know, Austin would have been to see Derrick Rose and LeBron every single night.
LeBron would have choked under the weight of Jordan.
That's all right. Give the ball to Derrick Rose, because Derrick Rose don't
every time before the game, he'd stop and start crying in front of the statue.
That's why when his contract's up, he's going to go to the Lakers.
That was one rumor. The other people are saying he's going back to Cleveland.
I don't see that happening.
I just can't. Yeah, I can't see that.
Not after being in Miami. How the fuck would you want to go back?
Because he got his one.
Yeah, but everyone burned his fucking jerseys.
And now they'll buy new ones. He's not wearing 23 anymore anyway.
No way, dude. They're
That's
done
true.
With him.
I gotta get that number 6 or whatever the fuck he's wearing now.
There's no way, dude. They're done with him.
Yeah, right. What are those turds
like,
in Cleveland?
If he's like, you know what? I'm coming back to Cleveland. They would open their arms and
this
bring
guy
back
burnt a fucking Jay Cutler jersey.
And bought another one.
And bought another one.
And even changed. He was always number 6.
Exactly. So you tell me the people in Cleveland are like, oh man, you did us so dirty. We don't want you back, bro.
Just like the people on Facebook. Fucking hate LeBron. You wouldn't cheer for him if he was on the Bulls? No way, man.
I would. I hate LeBron, too. But if he was with the Bulls, I'd love his ass.
I would, too. Nah.
If it was LeBron and D-Rose, that team would be just sick, dude.
It'd be like you see my Twitter feed, it'd be like, 3 days ago, fuck LeBron, he's a piece of shit. And he signs with the Bulls. I don't understand why everyone's so hard on LeBron.
He's my king now.
Jesus. I'll bow down before him. I think Jordan might have just put a curse on the Bulls when he left.
The Jordan curse? Yeah.
It's like, fuck these guys. May they never win again.
Not only that, but
he also put a curse on his Charlotte Bobcats.
But make the team look like they have potential and then just shit
the Jeremy's hopes up.
Pretty much.
We'll give them
this
the best.
Jay Williams is going to be a great player.
D-Rose will have 2 years.
We'll give them the best point guard in the league, and then we'll blow his knee out.
Jay Williams looks like he's going to be a really good player. Jay Williams
motorcycle.
Got a motorcycle accident.
Should have been. He was the number one fucking pick.
But then we would have never had Captain Kirk for all those years.
Baby Bulls.
Oh, God. I don't even want to relive those.
Why? We tried this year.
I heard they were trying to get Ben Gordon back.
Totally quickly sign with the Bobcats.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if they were or not.
Any comment on like Alabama and LSU offering scholarships to that eighth grader?
No comment from me. I already know. I already told you how big a piece of shit those fucking programs are.
Four of their players got arrested and now they're not on the team anymore.
I'm sure it's four players that aren't worth a shit either. But you know what that is? How convenient that was fucking less than 3 weeks after signing day. Oh. You can get rid of these four turds and sign fucking 40 kids on our next class. That's what those assholes do. Oh, you're an All-American in high school, huh? Well, you're not panning out here in college, so I'm just going to let you go. You got a new batch coming up.
Now it's you're an All-American in eighth grade. Screw high school. You don't need high school to go to Alabama or LSU.
No, you don't. You just need a GED. Go get your GED, dude.
Is there an age requirement on that? Can you just go like out of eighth grade, get your GED?
I have no idea.
And then just go straight to college football?
I have no clue, but
wouldn't surprise me.
What the hell would a 13-year-old do in college football in the SEC?
Get murdered?
Fucking
get murdered. Absolutely murdered.
If they haven't done it in basketball yet, I highly doubt that you could do that in football.
Because LeBron could have been in college instead of high school.
That one and done rule needs to go. I think it's stupid.
I think they should just go straight from high school, or you want it longer?
I think they should be able to go from high school. If you're going to make them go to college, I would say make them go longer. Because look at the dude from Kentucky. He was the one dumb player. He blew out his ACL.
Ooh.
Tall guy.
Flat top dude.
No, he's not a one and done. He gets another year in college.
I mean, I guess I kind of
under his career.
Kind of understand. I just think David Stern needs to retire.
Who does?
David Stern.
Well, he is. In good. A year.
Well, he needs to do it now.
Oh, he's got to make that extra $60 million first.
How come
he doesn't have a job?
How come when San Antonio sat all their starters out against the Bulls, they didn't get fined again?
Didn't send him home.
No, it's because it wasn't on national TV against the fucking Miami Heat. That's why.
Shouldn't have sent him home.
You see that fight last night against the Warriors and Pacers? Almost went into the crowd again, like that ghetto fight.
Artas just shows up.
That ghetto fight against the Pacers and the Pistons.
I mean, Ghetto World Peace or whatever his name is. Metal World Peace.
Ghetto World Peace.
That's racist. Sounds even better, dude.
Ghetto World Peace. There's gonna be peace in the ghettos.
Hungry mouth feed in the ghetto.
The ghetto.
Finally seeing that stupid fucking Jay Cutler commercial that you get all your stupid sound bites from.
Rick, how did it tell you that? It was always on during Bears games.
I never watch Bears games. I was kidding. I would watch them, but anytime I see Jay Cutler, maybe I just black out. I don't know. Stupid fucking commercial made me hate him even more.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, really it did.
You'd be surprised, actually.
You'd be surprised, actually.
I was kind of hoping Roberto Garza was just going to slap him across his fucking bitch face. Like, fuck you. You don't tell me what I could wear.
Jay should have been like, if you block better, you can have it.
What if all these linemen the Bears have are actually like Pro Bowl caliber, but they just don't want to block for Jay Cutler because they hate him?
Jay was really upset about Jamarcus Webb getting arrested. Could almost say he was blindsided.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, that about do it for the podcast.
That was... You were saving that one up, dude.
That's so funny. Yeah. Whew. Chick just drowned her husband.
Well, you earned your... The comedian of the show today.
Tearjerker. So you guys don't think Derrick Rose will be back this year?
Nope.
I don't know. I have no clue, bro. I'm not a fucking trainer.
I don't know why he would. Why risk it now?
Doesn't sound like he wants to come back this year. I mean, I think he'd already be back. Since what's-his-face is already back from the Knicks, had the same exact injury, he's been back. So, don't know. For your sake, I hope he comes back.
I do.
We need him.
I do.
I know.
Adidas needs him.
No, I heard they really don't now, because... Because of the shoe, there's no more money they can make on shoes, really. Just like the first push before the All-Star break. And then the All-Star game, they pushed the shoes. And they were saying that was part of the reason why he came out and did that interview. Was through the Adidas people. Because they're probably like, oh, this team fucking sucks. There's no way. Got to watch the first ever UFC headline by a woman.
How was that?
I've seen some titties, dude.
Yeah.
Almost seen them. Almost titty popped out almost.
Someone threw a large amount of Jell-O into the octagon. No, it was an alright fight. The only really joy in the pay-per-view I got was when Robbie Lawler won.
Yeah. The ruthless one.
Yeah, me too.
So I really don't give a shit about like women fighting. I honestly don't care. Like, I liked Gina Carano fighting because she was smoking hot, and I liked watching her fight.
Yeah,
she was just hot. And not that Ronda Rousey's not good looking. She is, but
she's not on par
with Gina Carano, dude. So I don't really don't care.
I have to wait till Fast 6 to see them boobs.
I don't see women's MMA sticking around. Not unless a bunch of hot chicks start getting into fighting. Because they're not going to sell two, you know, homely looking bitches fighting on a pay-per-view. No one's gonna watch that. They had to have Ronda Rousey sell it because she's kind of good looking. It's just pretty much how NASCAR does with Danica. Sell her, you know, sex her up a little bit, make her look sexy to sell to those fucking rednecks, but...
Especially when you have her as in the main fight and aren't giving her... Couldn't even hold a candle to what Robbie Lawler got just to show up.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. I don't even know why they bother, to be honest, but...
There's just nothing to women fighting. I mean, it's not like they don't have the skill that men have. Unless it's Ronda Rousey fighting, nobody gives a shit because she finishes everybody with an armbar. The other chicks, they just lay on each other. It's just not very entertaining. Women fighting, just like pretty much women doing anything, is not entertaining besides screwing. I don't want to see women play football. I don't want to see women play basketball.
Well,
I want to
see women do anything. Basketball.
I like watching a woman cook. I like watching a woman clean. I like watching a woman on top of me. That's about it. Other than that, they're like children. They're better to be, you know, seen and, you know, seen and not heard.
I love watching women's basketball. All those layups.
Oh man, that was a vicious reverse layup there.
Oh my god!
Do they have a layup contest for the All-Star game? Instead of a three-point shootout, it's just like free throws. Women, you guys are jokes. You know that. And if you're listening to this, you should be in the kitchen making a sandwich right now.
Sandwich. Where's my sandwich?
Well, I think that about wraps it up. For Jeremy and Daniel, this is Ryan. Thank you for listening to the KO Podcast.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Thank you very little.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
You can be my wingman anytime. Bullshit. You can be mine.
So long. This is goodbye.